From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The White House could decide to publicly release as early as Thursday a memo allegedly showing bias at the Justice Department against President Donald Trump. The president indicated Tuesday he would release it. Representative Adam Schiff said in a letter to the Republican committee chairman that Democrats discovered Wednesday evening the memo had undergone material changes that committee members had not been able to review or approve, and that the situation was, quote, deeply troubling. Poland's Senate has backed legislation regarding Holocaust speech that has sparked a diplomatic dispute with Israel and calls from the United States for a reconsideration of a bill seen as threatening freedom of speech. Deputy Justice Minister Marcin Wojtal said that research into the past wasn't threatened and that Poland is a democratic state of law respecting the freedom of speech, public debate, scientific research, and the right of criticism. The bill calls for up to 3 years in prison for any intentional attempt to falsely attribute the crimes of Nazi Germany to the Polish state or people. To become law, the bill requires approval from the president, who does support it. U.S. Special Envoy on North Korea Joseph Yu said the United States was seeking a peaceful resolution of the North Korean crisis and diplomacy was its preferred option. You said on Thursday all options remain on the table for solving the nuclear standoff with a reclusive country, but that he did not think the military option was close. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. This is VOA News. Lee Young-hee, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Situation in Myanmar, reiterated Thursday the need for a fact-finding mission in Myanmar to investigate alleged massacres in the country.
What the Myanmar government claims to be the conduct of military or security operations is actually an established pattern of domination, aggression, and violations against ethnic groups.
The Associated Press confirmed more than five previously unreported mass graves in Myanmar, villages of Gudarpien, through multiple interviews with more than two dozen survivors in Bangladesh refugee camps and through time-stamped cell phone videos. Two Reuters journalists accused of violating Myanmar's Official Secrets Act were brought to a district court Thursday. Their request for bail was rejected by the court. The prosecution was also scheduled to present at least one more witness at the hearing. Luis Ramirez has more.
Diplomats from several embassies, including the United States, were present, as well as United Nations and EU officials. The two journalists, Hua Lone and Jasa U, had worked on Reuters' coverage of a crisis in Rakhine State, where an army crackdown on insurgents since the end of August has triggered the flight of Rohingya Muslims into Bangladesh. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
North Korea's national flag has been raised above the living quarters for the athletes taking part in the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Jeff Custer reports.
The flag began flying Thursday over the Olympic villages in the host city of Pyeongchang and Gangneung, one day after ceremonies were held marking the village's official opening. The one-day delay was due to South Korea's strict national security law that prohibits flying the North's flag. Authorities have exempted all venues connected to the Winter Games. The North's flag was raised in time to greet 10 members of the North's Olympic squad Thursday, who will join 12 female hockey players who arrived last week to join their South Korean counterparts to train as a unified Korean team. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Four elephants have died from cyanide poisoning in Zimbabwe as poachers take advantage of a dry spell to contaminate remaining water sources. Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority spokesman says poachers are increasingly turning to poison instead of using their rifles as police and park rangers increase joint patrols. A popular TV news anchor in Kenya says he and two other journalists were forced to spend the night in their newsroom to avoid arrest as a government crackdown on media continues for coverage of opposition leaders' mock inauguration the other day. The government shutdown of the East African nation's three leading TV stations when they tried to broadcast Tuesday swearing in of opposition leader Raila Odinga, who declared himself the people's president. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.